Breakfast with Ross and John. Switch your business to AGL this end of financial year. Head to agl.com.au/business.
18 after 6, lots of things come with health warnings, but maybe flying a plane should come with a hazard warning, according to researchers, after a study found a link between contaminated air and the health of the crew. Dr. Susan McCarlis from the University of Stirling's Occupational and Environmental Health Research Group joins us. Doctor, good morning to you, Melbourne time.
Good morning.
Is it just the crew or does it go for passengers as well?
No, it is both. I mean, our research did focus on air crew, pilots and cabin crew, but, you know, the passengers are breathing the same air. So our findings, which were showing that chronic low-level repeat exposure to the contaminated air, that is oil leaking into the air supply in normal flight, is occurring, is the main issue, with some acute events after occurring. But this is applicable to passengers as well, frequent flyers or susceptible individuals.
Yes, well, most passengers would not be on an aircraft as much as the crew. Do the crew actually suffer statistically a lot of illnesses as a result of this?
Well, we found a very clear cause and effect relationship here between exposures and these hazardous substances, that is, the substances that are in the oils and the hydraulic fluids. And when they're heated, as they are in an engine, there's a very complex mixture. So, you know, there is a very clear pattern of adverse health effects. And, yep. the other point is passengers don't know. There's no warning systems. They're not advised about this, so they won't make the link.
Wouldn't that be equally applicable to motor mechanics?
Do you mean mechanics working in aircraft? Or
no,
mechanics
working on cars.
Well, they're not really using, as far as I know, synthetic oils. This is really to do with synthetic oils, which contain organophosphates and are heated to extreme temperatures.
Uh-huh.
So that's what we're really talking about here. And the air supplied to the cabin comes directly off the engine and it's unfiltered.
Yeah, plus, they're locked in a closed environment.
Absolutely. You know, the airline industry tells us everything is fine. But, you know, for crews to be exposed to these substances and passengers, if impairment is going on, which we clearly identified in our study, right through to incapacitation, that's a serious safety concern, as well as the health effects short and long term.
Good on you, Doc. Dr. Susan McCarlis is as Australian as you and me. He's at the University of Stirling in Scotland.
Aye.
The one staggering stat out of it is that 13% of pilots that they surveyed had either died or experienced chronic ill health. 13%.
Well, most pilots that I've met are healthy as anything, aren't they?
I had a Palmer and a pot with one last Friday. And he goes to the gymnasium. That's how healthy he is.
Mm.